Connacht 54, Zebre Parma 16. 8 tries, a bonus point victory for Connacht on Saturday evening at Dexcom Stadium. A comfortable win, but they had to work hard and play well for it on an afternoon where results didn't go their way in the playoff hunt, but they kept themselves very much in the race by getting the win that they absolutely needed 1 week on from the disappointing exit in the Challenge Cup. It was a debut in terms of first starts for Matthew Devine, his third appearance for Connacht, wearing the 9 jersey, the former Irish under 20 scrum half, 22 years of age now. The time is now for the Ballinasloe man, and boy did he grasp the opportunity. 2 tries in the opening 23 minutes. He had Connacht's first 2 scores in the contest, and they were brilliant, clever scores. The first, a tap and goal from a penalty when Zebre really fell asleep and he found a way to the line. The second, a brilliant half break that turned into a full break, beating 2 defenders in around the ruck and then out sprinting the 2 desperate defenders to the line for a score that started on the 10-metre line in the Zebre half of the field. That was Devine setting a tone. His superb passing added a real zip to Connacht's attack and made JJ Hanrahan's job a lot easier. He was superb at 10. His cross-field kick set up Niall Murray for the 3rd try before half-time. Now, Zebre had scored in between that. Trula scoring after Shane Jennings just couldn't control a ball that was kicked through. It was a poor mistake for Jennings, who put in a battling display at 15 after his brilliant effort away to Benetton. A little bit of a harder day for him at fullback, but another player that is coming through the ranks and looking sharp. Zebre were right in the game in that moment, but by half time, Connacht led by 10, 21 points to 11. They kicked on in the second half. Tom Farrell, of course, it is now rumoured, beyond rumoured, it's expected that he is leaving Connacht at the end of the year, but a first chance for him to start a game since the Lyon game in January, and he took that chance very well with a great performance. He scored Connacht's bonus point try after some great work from Andrew Smith, and Connacht were rolling from there to the end. Sean O'Brien, superb at 8, he got a score just before he went off. Bundy Aki, outstanding throughout the game. He got in at the back of a Connacht rolling maul. Connacht also added a penalty try after JJ Hanrahan capped his fine effort with a score of his own as well. Luchin scored a try for Zebre towards the end, but Connacht were much the better side. And on a day where Finlay Beelan marked his 200th appearance for Connacht in 10 years wearing the green, it really was a day of celebration for the big crowd at the game. Connacht's penultimate home game before all the construction work begins on the stadium itself, because Connacht will not be getting a home top 4 place in this competition. Can they get a top 8 place? Well, they could have done without the Ospreys winning away to Stormers. That keeps them ahead of Connacht. They could have done with some other results going their way. Munster certainly are surging, and they look like they're going to be a top 4 side after a brilliant away win as well. Ulster winning in the last minute against Cardiff on Friday night just meant that all the results were going against Connacht. That said, they're right there in the mix with about 6 other teams battling for the final 4 spots in the playoffs. There are 4 games to go. Next up for Connacht next Saturday, away to the Dragons, 8 o'clock kickoff. Another game they need to win. And let's be honest, considering the Dragons are struggling, another game where Connacht will need the bonus point win. So they secure that. Well, we'll see how the last 3 games go from there. But for now, Connacht are just feeling a little bit better about themselves. Final score from Saturday night's game at Dexcom Stadium. Connacht 54, Zebre Parma 16.